This is TechCrunch.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. Cubic, a plastic upcycling startup, has raised a $1.9 million seed extension months after announcing initial equity investment. The startup's latest investment is from African Renaissance Partners, an East African venture capital firm, Endgame Capital, an investor with a bias for technologies around climate change, and King Philanthropies, a climate and extreme poverty investor. The fresh capital comes as the startup scaled its operations in Ethiopia following the launch of its factory in Addis Ababa, where it is turning plastic waste into interlocking building materials like bricks, columns, beams, and jams. Cubic co-founder and CEO Kedis Asfa told TechCrunch that the startup intends to double down on its operations in Addis Ababa as it lays ground for pan-African growth from 2025. Cubic's approach involves upcycling plastic waste into low-carbon, durable, and affordable building materials using proprietary technology, which Asfa says they will out-license for faster pan-African growth and eventually global growth. What we want to do is solve problems for cities, and so we're thinking about our business model being truly circular. The way we've set up our business strategy is that now we're in the focus phase of proving this model here in Ethiopia. We'll expand it to a few more markets to prove the diversity of the context in which this business model can work. But over time, what we actually want to do is transition to becoming a company that's licensing out this technology, said Asfa, who co-founded Cubic with Penda Marie in 2021. That's how we feel that we can truly scale. It's not by having factories all over the world, but having this industry adopt a new way of making materials globally, he said. He said their product allows developers to erect walls without the need for cement, aggregates, or steel, making the construction faster and bringing the cost down by at least 40% less per square meter. Cost is a key barrier in construction, and the availability of affordable or cheaper building materials presents a better option for developers of affordable housing projects. Asfa said Cubic's materials have passed safety tests by the European Standards Agency, Intertek, which checked, among other things, strength, toxicity, and flammability. We don't want to be selling something that's harmful for human beings. We did not start sales until these reports were available, he said. The startup currently recycles 5,000 kilograms and can do 45,000 kilograms at capacity of plastic waste a day. It has signed partnerships with corporates and Addis Ababa municipality for a regular supply of plastic waste. In the near term, it is looking at product diversification to cover pavers and flooring material. It is estimated that the world produces 430 million tons of plastic a year. Two-thirds are for the short-term use. Evidently, the world is choking on plastic waste, and while the situation is exacerbated by consumerism trends in developed countries, in regions facing rapid urbanization and economic growth, like African cities, plastic waste is getting out of control too, requiring urgent responses. In the coming days, startups like Cubic will play a leading role in providing sustainable solutions for the menace. That's all for now. For more stories like this one, visit TechCrunch.com.
To hear everything you need to know about the week's top stories in tech from the people who wrote them, check out the TechCrunch podcast, hosted by me, TechCrunch Managing Editor Daryl Etherington. Each week, we go in-depth on two or three of the week's top stories from in and around the startup ecosystem. And I'll be joined by the TechCrunch experts who covered them. They tell us why the news is so important and what they think matters most to you, our listeners, whether you're just interested in tech or that's where you make your living. New episodes drop every Saturday morning, so be sure to subscribe to the TechCrunch podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.